The Trump administration has suddenly cut much of its funding to enforce fair housing laws. Legal aid groups have sued. NPR's Jennifer Ludden explains this battle, one of many, over how far the administration can go to shrink government.
A few weeks ago, Brooke Kirkpatrick panicked about being forced to leave her family's apartment in Willoughby, Ohio. She's 22 and says she'd told the landlord that her three-year-old has autism.
They were fully aware of the situation before moving in, and then we started getting noise complaints.
Making noises is a common way some people with autism comfort themselves. But after repeated complaints from neighbors, the family got a 30-day notice to vacate just days after her husband lost his job.
I was actually looking for homeless shelters on Google because I really was afraid that we were going to get evicted and we would have nowhere to go.
That's when Kirkpatrick found a local nonprofit that helps people facing housing discrimination. It's one of dozens around the country that are the main enforcers of fair housing law. Within 24 hours, her problem was solved and the family could stay put. But now, that nonprofit is at risk of shutting down after the Trump administration last month cut off the flow of money to it and 65 other such groups. They got a letter saying it was at the direction of Elon Musk's cost-cutting entity known as Doge.
I've been doing this job for 25 years. Never have I ever seen anything like this before. It was absolutely a punch in the gut.
Patricia Kidd heads the Fair Housing Resource Center in Painesville, Ohio. The grants from the Department of Housing and Urban Development make up 85% of her budget.
We laid off more than three quarters of our staff, and we have probably about 6 months till we close.
Last week, four nonprofits sued the Trump administration, represented by the civil rights group Relman Colfax. One of its attorneys, Lila Miller, says HUD told the nonprofits that the funding, quote, no longer effectuates the program goals or agency priorities.
HUD provided no explanation as to how that could be possible, and the plaintiffs are just doing that bread and butter work that is consistent with the congressional mandate.
In a statement to NPR, a HUD spokesperson said the agency will continue to serve the American people, including those facing housing discrimination or eviction. In a video on social media, HUD Secretary Scott Turner has said the agency is taking inventory of all its programs.
We will cut and consolidate as necessary because that is a product of change. We will also save money. We'll save time and we'll save resources for the American people.
But several heads of fair housing groups say their work does save money. Every time they help someone avoid homelessness, it can save local communities tens of thousands a year. Amy Nelson at the Fair Housing Center of Central Indiana says this abrupt cut to funding has left her clients hanging.
We have individuals who are counting us to stay open, cases that are already in the enforcement or court process, where individuals are expecting us to be there with them to help them.
Zoanne Olson runs the Intermountain Fair Housing Council in Boise, the only such group in Idaho. With rents out of reach for so many, she worries what will happen if she's forced to close.
We're just seeing an extraordinary amount of evictions, like so many that we're getting on a daily basis that it's so disheartening that to lose this money.
A hearing in the legal case is expected next week. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.